The Anderson Family bases its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring
Jane Wyatt, Ellen Donoghue, Bill Gray, and Lawrence Fishburne. Can't you see if Myron is feeling okay? Snore so lovely. Let me close this door good so he can't get out. What happened? You stay up here and you watch The Father Knows Best and tell me when the good part comes on. I'm gonna go downstairs and make me some gourmet pizza rolls. Yes! Oh, I'm just moving to song. Oh, someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Listen to the little shoe. Listen to the little shoe.
The part with kitten on is... Oh, I'm on my way back.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Vera, listen to the little shoe.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4661. LBFO for Monday. The 22th of December, 2025, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A Little Show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my weekend and, yes, we played cards. Everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, not only is this the end of Chanukah, but y'all, it's also the first day of winter, which makes it it's the shortest day of the year, and I don't know if it was today or if it was Sunday was the shortest day of the year, but y'all, it just means that from now until middle of June, y'all, the days will continue to get longer and longer. Yes, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone is touching himself already, but I know the old gal and many others are saddened by this thought, and it'll especially be bad when we switch back to daylight saving time. Yes, Big Fatty! It's the last weekend of the Advent Mocking Calendar, the Wicked. So, y'all, we have to go back and we have to open up the 20th, the 21st, and today, the 22nd. And, y'all, the 20th, y'all, it's a envelope that says, Fly, Fly, Big Fatty. And, y'all, inside there's, what is that? Oh, it looks like a magnet, and it says, I couldn't be lovelier. Big Fatty, is that lovelier? Yeah, well, you know, Big Fatty enjoys things that are lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, the 21st, it's over here. It's another envelope about the same size. Let's see what we got in here. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a bracelet. It is a bracelet. And it says, it's pink and it's green. And it says, Galinda and Elphaba on it. Oh, Big Fatty, may I have the bracelet? Well, yes, but not until after we open up everything. All right, now I got to find the 22s. Here it is right here. Y'all, it's another one of those little small envelopes, and I can't seem to get whatever it is. Oh, Big Fatty, it's more of those butterflies. No, it's not butterflies. This time it is, well, what is it? Y'all, it's paper clips, but it's in the shape. Oh, it's in the shape of Elphaba's green hat. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, there's three of them. Those are just as cute as they can be. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'll put the final picture up on Friday. Grandma is Thursday. Well, I don't know. I may put it up on Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty. We'll play it by ear. But y'all, just a few more days. What is it? The 20, 23, 24? There's just three more envelopes to open. Yes, Big Fatty. It's true, y'all. You know, that's the Alex puts a little jingle into his tinkling on the ivories, as they say. And y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show, and y'all, sure enough. Big Fatty, is it Papa Throat? It is. Thursday night, y'all, it was indeed the final night for Maurice Dubois and John Dickerson on the CBS Evening News. They each took a little time to thank the folks that worked with them and to be grateful for the opportunity they had to host the news. And, y'all, it was just an absolute class act. And y'all got up, slept like a baby Thursday night, got up for right morning, had my normal regular routine, y'all went out on my morning nipple walk. Did I do the big circle on Friday? I don't remember. I know I did Fat Acres, but I may have done the big circle too. But y'all got a final count over Crema decorations. 262 homes decorated for Crema. And lovely. It's just lovely. And y'all, we had fun right at Fatty's here with Granny and Durwood and the Nip. And y'all, we had a cheese board, several different kinds of cheese, and the little mini cheese balls on a stick that my sister-in-law made for us back we're back. When did she do it? When we had our family crema get together. Y'all are delicious. Just delicious. And and then for supper, we had chicken pot pie with extra extra antioxidant blend of vegetables. And I made some fried cabbage. Oh, yes, Big Fatty Toot Fest 2025. And what else did I have? I had something else, too. Oh, Mexican style cone. And then for dessert, y'all, we had Miss Dolly Parton's peach cobbler. Y'all, it was all pretty good, if I must say so myself. And I don't know, everybody left here about 8:30 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I just kind of wound down and watched a little bit of the sports ball that was on, and let's see, what else? Nothing really much to report. Y'all got up on Saturday. Saturday was just a quiet day, not a whole lot going on. I did the big circle on Saturday. You know, I've been keeping up with my puzzles and my Advent book of puzzles. Y'all, it was just a lovely day. And, y'all, it ended that evening with, Durwood and I, going to the Sounds of the Season, what was it called? The concert. And y'all, they had, in the lobby prior to the concert, y'all, they had a tuba band, and tubas and French horns, I think it was. And they were playing, crema carols. I think it was like, some in the orchestra, but, mainly from one of the local high schools or whatever. And y'all, it was just lovely. It was the Sounds of the Season. Yes, Big Fatty, it kind of sounded like the old gal walking around. You know what that sounds like. Y'all, also out in the lobby, they had Santa Claus out there, and you could have your picture. You could have your picture made with Santa Claus, and y'all, that's exactly what Big Fatty did. And y'all, that is going to go up on the WWW as a crema surprise for everyone on crema day. Yes, Big Fatty. You'll want to check out the WWW on crema day to see Big Fatty and Santa Claus and see what Big Fatty was wearing. Yes, Big Fatty, you got all gussied up. I did. Derwin got gussied up also. Y'all, it was a wonderful program. And they had a couple of guest singers, and they had a guest trumpeter and a guest clarinetist, and then they had the concert choir from one of the local high schools, and members of another choir, and they all sang right at the ending. And y'all, then they had the last thing was a crema carol sing along where everybody in the audience got to sing. Y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, it's not all religious music or anything. They had the Nutcracker and Winter Wonderland and Troika, Lieutenant Kiji Sweet for Troika. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. The Crema Song, Oh Holy Night, the Chanukah Overture, Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, Stilly Notched, which is Silent Night, but y'all, it was so well done. Have Yourself a Merry Little Crema, Sleigh Ride, And then the choir sang Somewhere in My Memory and Merry Crema, Merry Crema before the sing-along. Y'all, it was just so well done. Then on Sunday, y'all, it's been a pretty much a sloth day. I did get out and go and did my nipple walk and came back and ate a little something, and y'all got myself in the chair, and y'all, when I got out, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 just a squeaky gentleman caller. I know, y'all, it was my 34-year-old semi-regular gentleman caller. Y'all, he had just gone to get his hairs cut and his goatee trim. Y'all, he was very hot looking. And y'all, it's been months since he's been over here. But y'all, it was just lovely. We both had such a good time. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all got a couple of cards. Y'all, the first one is from that Glavitas. You know, Glavitas was the number one fan of the BFO in 20 and 13. And we're just going to open it up here and see what we got. And, Big Fatty, y'all, it's a leather man. Y'all, he must be getting ready to go to leather weather. And it says, Merry, Merry. And it says, Happy Grandma Big Party and a prosperous new year, XOXO Glavitas. Well, Glavitas, thank you so much for that. Just lovely. It's always nice to get a Volga card. And y'all, speaking of Volga cards, y'all, the next card here is from that Francie 57. You know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumar show. And y'all inside, oh, there's the Nutcrackers. No, yeah, it's, well, they're dressed up as soldiers. Oh, Big Fatty, there's shit going everywhere. y'all, there's little snowflakes going all over the place, and it says, Dear Big Fatty, wishing you a crema full of favorite traditions and unexpected joys. Oh, dear Cassie, wherever you look, be looking on the floor for those joys. Enjoy the crema season and have a happy and healthy new year with love. And alas, Francie, Michael, and family. Well, Francie, thank you so much for that, Big Minnie. I'll go get the broom. Anyway, so thank you for that, Francie and Glavitas. And y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. If you hadn't done your crema shopping, you better get on it. And y'all, the beginning of today's little show, little update from Walnut Hills and out there. And Vera, what is your favorite part of the crema season?
Vera, listen to the little show.
Oh, well, that doesn't take a whole lot to make you happy then, listening. Okay.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
Yes.
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.